KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Topping the news today, the Amador Fire Protection Authority Board played the role of referee during Thursday's meeting. A brouhaha broke out between fire chiefs over Measure M funds. The meeting saw sparring between fire departments over proposed changes to the way Measure M funds are distributed. The 0.5% sales tax increase is distributed to the county's fire departments based on population and call volume. The Amador Fire Protection District proposed a different calculation of call volume that favored the AFPD that was opposed by the other departments. Well, during the sometimes heated discussion, Chief Walt White of the AFPD and Sutter Creek Chief Dominic Marino had several sharp exchanges. In the end, the Fire Protection Authority agreed to present the existing call volume formula to the County Board of Supervisors, but to allow Chief White to present his alternative, with the final decision left to the Board of Supervisors. It should also be noted that the Amador Board of Supervisors also serves as the AFPD Board of Directors.
Addressing grand jury criticisms, the Amador Fire Protection Authority Board has approved its formal response to the grand jury report issued last year before the holidays. The board rejects most of the criticism and policy suggestions made by the grand jury. The report states the authority is not performing the functions the Joint Powers Agreement, the JPA, between the various fire departments that forms the board call for, such as long-term planning and department consolidation, and having the staff to do those functions. The response letter acknowledges the lack of activity, but says the JPA should be changed to reflect the Fire Protection Authority's current activities. For a number of incidents of misconduct by local fire chiefs listed by the grand jury report, such as interfering with other departments' training or incident response, the response letter calls the incidents, quote, serious but vague, and they should be investigated by the governing authority of the fire department in question, such as the City Council or Board of Directors. The board did schedule a meeting for next month to begin work on changing its JPA to address the grand jury.
Well, promised earlier this week, the California Interscholastic Federation provided additional information yesterday about which high school sports have the best chance of taking place this school year. Basically, while providing no real breakthrough in the new announcement, officials say it will depend on where a county falls in the COVID-19 tiers. Now, for example, for those in the most severe purple tier, schools will be allowed to have cross-country, golf, skiing, snowboarding, swimming, tennis, and track and field. Those in red or substantial tiers will be allowed to add baseball, field hockey, girls' lacrosse, and softball. If the county moves to the moderate orange tier, football, badminton, gymnastics, boys lacrosse, soccer, volleyball, and water polo will be allowed. And only when the county falls to the minimal orange category can it allow basketball, wrestling, and competitive cheerleading. The CIF guidelines are current as of this week, but could be subject to change weekly. Physical conditioning, practice and skill building can occur outdoors with 6 feet of physical distancing and within team cohorts for all sports, regardless of a county's tier. And regardless of tier level, competition between schools, regardless of sport, will not be allowed until January 25th at the earliest. Amador and Calaveras counties are currently in the purple category.
Well, California Department of Public Health officials have issued an updated travel advisory as the COVID-19 virus continues to surge throughout California. The new order supersedes the advisory issued on November 13th last year, goes into effect immediately. This new advisory recommends that Californians should avoid non-essential travel more than 120 miles from their place of residence. It also addresses protocols for those traveling outside the state and country. Except in connection with essential travel, Californians should avoid non-essential travel to any part of the state more than 120 miles from one's place of residence or to other states or countries. And all persons arriving in or returning to California from other states or countries should self-quarantine for 10 days. In the written release, state health officials say interstate travel threatens to exacerbate community spread within California, particularly because travel itself, especially the use of shared conveyances and air, bus, or rail travel, can increase a person's chance of spreading and getting COVID-19. Officials advise postponing travel, staying home, the best way to protect yourself and others from COVID-19.
Well, starting next Wednesday, the 13th, Amador County's no-cost community COVID-19 testing site will change location and transition to OptumServe. The testing site will move to the Health and Human Services building off Conductor Boulevard. Those with a scheduled appointment will drive around to the rear entrance of the building and park in the area designated by red cones. Appointments will be available on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Online registration may be accessed at lhi.care/COVID testing. That's lhi.care/COVID testing. Those without internet access may register by calling 1-888-634-1123. The testing site at St. Catherine Drexel Catholic Parish will close at the end of the day on Monday, the 11th. The parish has hosted the drive-through site over the past 7 months, and we want to thank the parish for doing a great service to the community and allowing them to do that there.
Well, the California DMV continues to pump the brakes on its in-person driving tests. Well, initially planning to resume next week, the DMV reports the suspension now extended till at least February 1st. This latest move is to prevent close in-person contact during the recent statewide coronavirus case spike. The DMV will notify customers who have scheduled a test this month and will automatically be rescheduled for a later date. In-vehicle testing is still required for first-time driver license holders and commercial license applicants. Driver's permits will automatically be extended for 6 months from their expiration date. And motorcycle tests, they'll continue because it's possible to physical distance. While DMV offices are currently open, officials encourage people to use online services if possible.
And the True Sportsman's Club annual handgun silhouette shoot is set to take place tomorrow at the club off Highway 88, rain or shine. All shooting will be done offhand in a standing position in flights. A flight consists of 5 shooters in the same category with 5 shots each. There are 4 categories for shooting. Now, for more details, call Mike James at 295-4836. This is, again, open to all ages. Lunch will be available for a small donation. It is open to the public. The shooting starts at 10 tomorrow. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.